We are straight up at 8 o'clock, a Tuesday edition of The Mornings with Ed Show. Delighted to have you as part of the program this morning. So, Festival of the Arts is hosting the Coast Film Festival that starts tomorrow and goes through the 14th. We've been talking to some actors in this Coast Film Festival. Today we have Hans Hagen, producer and music supervisor for Lost Prophets, and also a guy that I'm going to be running for Congress here. I'm going to get behind him. I'm going to be campaigning him for Congress. Pat Purnell with us this morning. Welcome to both of you. Thanks for being here.
Thank you so much. Yeah. Always good to come into KX. Right?
It's great to have, first of all, it's always great to have you anywhere around in the conversation and just letting the audience know in the couple of minutes that we prep for this in the conversation. Dude, I'm running you for Congress.
Well, maybe I'd say local mayor. I probably have a lot of, we'll sidebar that later. Maybe we'll do it on another morning. Obviously love Laguna, always passionate and honored to be a part of Coast Film Festival. It's our third one.
Right.
I've been lucky enough to be positioned to man the helm of like just interviewing all the filmmakers such as Hans and people that are in the films and the directors, the producers. And so I man like the Q&A after. It's really one of those great film festivals where there's a great connection between the fans and the films. And
what do you find that the fans are the most curious about? When they're asking questions, what is the theme of their curiosity?
I think the process. I think there's such a cool aspect of when you see the finished product, but you take for granted all the blood, sweat, and tears that go into films. Some of it is really rough. Some of it's fun. It's not all hot tubs and sunshine, turns out. even Sir Films, Hans, you can speak to this, right? I mean, to get those things off the ground from the impetus to bringing it to fruition, it can be such a frustrating process.
Is the word excruciating too dramatic to use?
I mean, I think some filmmakers, there's a bit of a sadistic side.
I'll speak to it, Pat. Yeah. I mean, this project we did 12 years ago, and I spent my last dimes on it. It was a labor of love, one of the independent film. We didn't have the big sponsors. We raised about $60,000 and traveled the world. And right at that point, I had a 4-year-old and a 2-year-old, and it was one of those real labor of loves that just took over for a couple years. And it was one of those dreams I always had to make a film like this with a message like it had. And so it's so exciting to have it back in this festival. We did a recut. It's 15 minutes. It's shorter. It's amazing. We had Tom Morey narrate it.
Tom Morey, as many of you know, just recently passed, who is, just call him an icon is maybe an understatement, but has done so much for the sport of not just surfing, but beach culture, recreational life. So to have him narrating it in a posthumous way, if you will. But it's all part of the locals Laguna block, which we finish off on Sunday. So it starts tomorrow night at Hobie, showing Richard Yellen's movie. But unfortunately, those tickets are sold out, which is a good sign.
It's a good thing.
We kick it off at Hobie tomorrow evening, and then it moves over to the Festival of the Arts. And then, I mean, we have snow blocks. We have more environmental blocks. We're going to have the Deer Rider premiere of the Jake Burton movie, which I'm part of and was kind of like the start of the impetus of that movie. Alpinist. There's so many movies to go in.
Tell me about your role in that movie.
With the Jake Burton movie?
Yeah.
Well, I produce and host a series for Outside TV, and I did an outlook with Jake Burton. I always knew him through the years because I did announcing for NBC Sports and the Olympics and just, you know. It's no secret Jake loved to party, and so do I. So we would run into each other quite a bit. But after doing the outlook, we really connected, and it's a 22-minute episode. And I got to the end of it when we were like, there's so much more story to tell here. It took about a year and a half, 2 years going with back and forth with Abby, with his assistant and Donna, his wife and the family, and convincing him that he needed a legacy piece. And he finally agreed. And we moved forward. We met with Red Bull. At that time, it was going to be a Red Bull Burton thing. And then, you know, eventually HBO got involved and kind of the numbers grew and distribution grew.
Right.
So that was the process. I mean, it's learning process. I'm going to say excruciating on certain levels of having to let go of certain things, but it's a great film, and there's so many films. So just I know we're going to focus on Laguna's like Locals Day because we got Matt Costa. He's going to be playing the
He's going to wrap things up on Sunday Night Musically with a live set. You Hans, you mentioned that you got $60,000. You raised $60,000 for that project. Tell us how fast that burns. That's a quick burn. That's not a lot of money.
The burn rate. I mean, we were ambitious. We did a lot of traveling. We were in Indonesia on a boat. We got the cheapest boat in the island chain. You know, we went 3 or 4 different trips to Mexico, Indonesia, you know, Pasquale's, Australia. A lot of it burns on travel, and all these personalities in the film are so unique in that sense, and meeting them in their home environment and really building that that backstory on them. So it was one of those projects we didn't even know. We were kind of steering blind, and that money burned so quick.
Right. Now, as you work on a project like that, and that specific project, is your mind, are you seeing things? Is your mind ingesting things for future projects? Are you writing things in a notebook going, okay, this is good for down the road?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you're always, it was a creative process, and one that both me and the director, Nathan Apfel, like, took on, and it was, we kept just developing the story and the narrative, you know, as we went, as we got delved deeper into the character building in the story. Right. And, you know, it's a coming of age story. It's like, it's that transitional time in any athlete's life when you make those hard decisions about connecting with nature. And one thing and taking priority, putting the sport, your passion, your love in front of things and making those hard life choices. But one thing that's really interesting, it was right at the pre-social media, pre-cell phone, smartphone. And, you know, nowadays you see technology kind of passing humanity.
Right.
And this was one of those cries, like, let's go back to humanity, this point of connecting with people and connecting with nature. And
it's a coming of age story that was really pioneered by adventure as opposed to a phone in your hand. Right. Tell me about the birth of The Endless Summer. I mentioned yesterday, if someone comes to me and they haven't seen Endless Summer, it's like, dude, you got it right now. Take 90 minutes.
This is one of those stories that you just, when you really dig deep into the roots of Laguna, and you're going to, those that are lucky enough to go tomorrow, I think it's going to be showing twice, right? So it's Richard Yellen's film. It's told through the kind of the eyes and the perspective of Dick Metz, who is a local legend as well. Actually, he used to work across the street at Spigot.
Right, right.
I mean, the story is that, you know, he hitchhiked one day. It was Peanuts Larson was supposed to be with him and hitchhiked down. They were trying to get to Tahiti. He hitchhiked right in front of a sandpiper and went all the way down to Panama. The only way to get to Tahiti then, because there was the French war going on, was on a French frigate ship. Yeah. And he was able to get a ride on this French frigate ship. He had to stay down under the hole, I think it was like 2 weeks to get to Tahiti. Gets off the boat and there's Peanuts Larson, who was supposed to meet him. He was already there. He made his way to Africa, hitchhiking across Africa, and then he laid eyes on Cape St. Francis, and then, which is, you know, Bruce's Beauty and ends The Endless Summer. And that, it was him reaching out to Bruce and that relationship there, and there's just so much incredible backstory and context. And then, I mean, we just smile when we think about Dick Metz, because he is just, they don't make humans like this anymore. He shoots from the hip, and he'll be speaking at the event. We're lucky to have him. He just got, officially indoctrinated into the Surfing Heritage and Culture Center.
Oh, wow.
So he's part of that, but he's such... Right. He's such a legend. Right.
I think the most dangerous part of that whole journey was hitchhiking in front of the sandpiper.
I don't know. I mean, wait till you hear stories about the things that he did in Africa, like getting his way across Africa to make his way down into South Africa. And it actually sent a ripple effect about, you know, just for surfboard manufacturing and the way that it was being done at the time. He was pivotal in so many ways. And, you know, he's friends with Grubby and Bruce Brown and all this incredible crew and the Hoffmans. And right. I mean, we're so fortunate to be part of really the early DNA of all the creative and the surf side. And we kind of take it for granted. Like another film that's going to be on Sunday is Greg McGillivray. He lives here in Laguna. We always run into him.
Right.
He's like a force to be reckoned with, you know, from Five Summer Stories. Now he's, you know, doing an IMAX movie every year, and I believe they're going to be doing the Grand Canyon one.
Right, it's the Grand Canyon Adventure. It's called River at Risk.
Yeah, narrated by Robert Redford. Right. So we're so fortunate, and I think anyone would be remiss if they didn't at least dip into 2 days. I'm going to say go 3 day, get the 3 day pass.
Right. And that's the way to go. That's the way to go. That's, again, in speaking with the people that have been walking through this studio and telling me about it, I'm thinking to myself, well, I'm not, which day am I going to miss? I'm going to go to all three, man.
Yeah. Pat, Ned, I mean, like the last 2 years, it's amazing how the whole outside world comes to us as well. A lot of guys who've traveled and done anything, bring all these life experiences and people like your heroes you'd never think to meet. All of a sudden they're right there. Right. It's intimate enough to kind of get to know everyone. And it's like, I think it's one of the best things that happened in Laguna for a long time.
Really excited to have two. Max Lowe, turns out, well, we didn't think we could get him. He's going to be coming in. He's the stepson of Conrad Anker. Right. And he's got an incredible film. And these are people that I was talking about it with Ben Warner and Enoch, or, you know, the founders of the festival. We're so lucky to have, because you know, you look at them, you look at their body, they're working, you're like, oh, I'm going to say I knew them when. Right. That's the kind of filmmakers we're meeting. Like, I think Dana is a prime example of that. You know, these are, you know, films that win awards and they go on to such, you know, bigger and better films, right, that really have a broader message.
Right. I think a specific question for Hans, when you see a film that's visually stunning, like a lot of the films that we're going to be seeing are, how important is the music to these films?
Well, I base this
you
whole...
Know, you know how to cut to the core.
Wow. Yeah. Right to the heart. I mean, it's... I work backwards from music. Everything starts to visually come from music. Inspirations for edits and trip ideas, and it usually works forward from the song. Right. But yeah, I think it's such a huge element to making a film.
So difficult with publishing, but it's, you know, it's funny growing up in with action sports films, and where all the films, all the early snowboard surf films, they would steal the music and they would get a cease and desist. So you'd be like, oh, there's Beastie Boys in a part, or you'd have like, isn't that Jimi Hendrix? How'd you guys get the rights to that? And it kind of lived in anonymity, but as these sports got bigger, then the publishers came knocking, right? It changed.
It's a funny backstory. Right. Yeah. Like Greg McGillifree's, I'm all, wow, you used my father-in-law, Rye Cooter's music in Five Summer Stories. And I was, and I go to Rye, I'm like, man, that's so cool. You're part of that early sound, that surf soundtrack. And then he's like, what soundtrack?
Yeah, exactly.
And I was going to bring Rye down. He was. Right. It was a scheduling conflict, but he was interested to come and play. And I hope he comes next year. But I was excited to put the two together so they could hash it out.
Right. I think in two, I'll be up at the high school today with Greg McGillivray and Ariel Tweedo, who is star of his current the movie that's in IMAX movies right now, which is a really interesting take on experiencing national parks, but a lean into, you know, being a native, having that native heritage. If anyone hasn't seen the current one out in the theater, it's really, really cool.
We had Ariel on the program the other day, and I love her
story.
She's
just so lackluster, no energy, right? No, she's, I'm sure she recently in the past year, you know, once she came here for the film festival, the true story, she comes here for the film festival, she's like, why don't I live here?
Right.
And that's
what a great story.
She's a Laguna resident as of this
from year. Alaska. We welcome her from Alaska. Yeah, another citizen we poached from Alaska, which is a good thing. So a couple of the things we're going to be seeing: Birth of the Endless Summer, Grand Canyon Adventure, River at Risk. Which, by the way, once you have Robert Redford narrating anything, man, that's the narrative voice I want to hear. And Lost Prophets, Hans Hagen, Pat Purnell, and 4 days. Actually, it starts tomorrow and goes through November 14th, live at the Festival of Arts, starting tomorrow at Hobie. It is the Coast Film Festival. I can't thank you two enough for being here this morning.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah.
Thanks for having
us. Great
thanks
conversation.
FM.
I'll look forward to, thank you so much. I look forward to seeing you in the next couple of days.
Okay.
All right, guys. It's 8:13.